This show furnished by Boulevard Realty and DBA TBG Homes. You're listening to The Real Estate Zone, the show that teaches you everything you need to know about real estate. If you're a homeowner thinking of selling your home, considering purchasing a home, interested in real estate finance or real estate investments, this is the show for you. We are a live one-hour real estate roundtable discussing everything real estate related. No topic is off limits. The Real Estate Zone is hosted by Danny Batsalkin, one of the highest producing real estate brokers in Southern California. Danny, who is also a former real estate attorney, leads a top-producing real estate team and has developed a strong following as a well-known real estate expert, trainer, and speaker. The Real Estate Zone is sponsored by Movement Mortgage, one of the nation's fastest-growing and most reliable mortgage companies. So get your phones ready and call us now with all of your real estate questions at 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222, 800-222-5222. And now, here's your host of Real Estate Zone Radio, Danny Batsalkin.
Hey, good morning, Southern California. I'm your host, Danny Batsalkin, with TBG Homes and Keller Williams Realty, and we are live from our awesome studios here in Culver City on the Real Estate Zone on Talk Radio 790 KBC, talking about all things real estate. Whether you're thinking of buying a home, selling a home, investing in real estate, or mortgage finance, this is your place. This is the number one call-in show on the radio, as voted on by the three of us here in the studio. So here we go. Today, I am so excited. It is October 8th. We have an awesome show for you today. The weather's getting a little bit colder, but the real estate market is still sizzling hot out there. And here to talk to us about it today, as always, my co-host, now moving seats and confusing me on my right here today, is Goalie Vadani from TBG Homes, Keller Williams Calabasas. Good morning, Goalie.
Good morning, Danny. How are you?
I am fantastic. How are you doing?
Great, thank you.
All right. And from Movement Mortgage, now out in Virginia. She moved to Virginia, and we're so upset about it. But she is going to call in, so we will have momentarily Ramey Mitschke from Movement Mortgage calling in. Maybe she's having some technical difficulties, but she'll get on here. And today, our special guest on the Real Estate Zone, you guys were so excited to have him here for the second time by popular demand. He's got all kinds of fans that just want him back on the show. We have David Glass, certified family law expert and psychologist, here to talk to us about all things family law. David, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Thanks for being back here.
Absolutely.
We had so many questions for you last time that we had to have you back on.
All right.
And we got lots of stuff to talk about today, starting with your Philadelphia Eagles, of course. Lots of sports stuff going on today.
Yeah.
David's looking at me like that was not the topic of the show.
Yeah, the Eagles looking good this year. Rookie quarterback comes out of the chute, flaming hot.
So the big question is, on my fantasy league, I have Eli Manning or Carson Wentz. Who should I go with?
Oh, I go with the rookie.
All right. We'll go with Carson Wentz tomorrow. Now Goalie's looking at us like, what is going on? Ramey's not here to keep order, and everything's going haywire.
You know what I'm doing is I'm secretly taking notes, and I'm going to come out from behind and win you all in fantasy football. That's what I'm doing.
You probably will. You probably will. Well, you guys, there's a lot going on in real estate, a ton going on, a lot going on in family law. We're going to talk about all of that and more. But the first things first, Goalie wanted to make sure that we mentioned the vice presidential debate. Did you guys watch this thing?
Of course.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Okay, even you, big Hillary supporter, you could not have liked your VP candidate.
Why not?
There's no way you could have liked that guy.
I thought that Mike Pence was probably more polished. I think they both did a great job. You know what I loved about it is that they were both very civil. For the most part. I think that my VP candidate was a little abrupt at times and got frustrated and interrupted, but he needed to because certain things were said that probably didn't need to be said and he got frustrated.
Yeah, I just thought it was funny.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. It was, you know, the VP candidates to me are, I mean, it's not a big deal.
Because no one cares?
Yeah, nobody really cares, but it was fun just to watch.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. David, weigh in here. Come on.
Oh, I didn't watch it at all.
Oh, you didn't watch it?
No, I've gone radio silent on the entire presidential election.
I gotcha.
That frustrating, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I can't take it anymore.
I know.
You're just waiting for Trump to win, and then you'll talk about it.
Something like that.
Yeah, baby. Anyway, here we go. See, when Ramey's not here, we just everything gets haywire.
Yeah. Yeah, Ramey, we need you here. We need you back.
That's right. Well, in other sports news, before we get to real estate, the Dodgers. By the way, you guys, 1-800-222-5222 is the number. If you have questions for David, he's here. He's talking family law. He's answering your questions live on the air. Anything having to do with family law, give us a call at 1-800-ABC-KBC. That's 1-800-222-5222. Give us a call. Ask David any questions you want. He will answer them live on the air. So it's gonna be a lot of fun. So you guys, one other sports thing I gotta mention is Dodgers won yesterday. Did you guys watch the game?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, watched it all the way through.
Yes. Dodgers took the first game against the Nationals. Second game is today, so that is super exciting. It was funny because the game started at like 2:30, and around 6 o'clock, Maxim, my 8-year-old, is like, the baseball game is still on? And I'm like, yeah, it's playoff baseball. The games are like 8 hours long.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I had to leave work early to watch the whole game. I had to run home to watch the game.
And your Phillies are not in it.
No, not even close.
So let's talk real estate. Goalie, what's happening as we wait for Ramey Michke from Movement Mortgage to call in? What's happening on the real estate side? You know, as I mentioned, the weather's cold, but the market, I got to tell you, is hot. What are you seeing out there, goalie?
Well, surprisingly enough, Danny, this is the time of the year where things naturally start to slow down. Because of us getting into sort of the fall and winter months, everybody thinks that, I mean, it's not really the case, but people believe that since real estate slows down and people don't buy, they always want to wait until the first of the year. However, I'm not seeing that right now. And interestingly enough, because of the election and because of interest rates going up, I have a feeling that people are sort of hurryingly, if that's a word, trying to put things on the market.
Is.
Okay.
David?
But
no, definitely not.
No, I don't think so. And he went to law school. He knows.
They're moving quickly. I'm a foreigner, David. Okay.
English is goalie's second language.
Yeah, exactly. It really is. So, you know, I think that people are moving quickly to put things on the market and or buy because buyers are worried that interest rates are going to go up, which we really believe they are going to. I think it's going to happen
sometime in the next 10 years for sure.
Sometime in the next 10 years. But no, really, I think it's going to happen in the next 6 months. Right. Additionally, I think that sellers have caught on to that and are putting their homes on the market quickly now because they want to get it sold before the end of the year, before interest rates go up. So things are moving quickly.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. You know, I think a lot of things in real estate are counterintuitive. So, you know, when you hear a lot of people saying, oh, I'm going to wait, then the smart people don't wait. Because, you know, right. If you're a buyer and all these other buyers are saying, I'm going to wait, then jump in and get a good deal. If you're a seller and every other seller saying, I'm going to wait, then jump in and be the only house on the market. You know, like we just actually listed a property as a little case study a couple weeks ago. And I was looking for other properties on the market in that complex. And there was nothing. It's like 300 units, not one other property on the market. So, you know, guess what happened when we put the property on the market? We got like 5 offers and it sold super quickly because there's nothing else.
I believe it.
Yeah, so it really is counterintuitive. And guys, by the way, okay, speaking of the election, I got to bring this up because 2 weeks in a row, we have had Facebook questions on our Facebook page. By the way, you can find us at Real Estate Zone Radio on Facebook. And people have asked, what impact will the election have on the real estate market? So what happens after the election? What do we think is going to happen going into the election? Goalie, David, any thoughts on that?
You know, I think that people think that there's a misconception that there's, you know, that the election really sort of deters real estate. But I don't believe that it does. I think that depending on what candidate becomes president, we could potentially see some side effects as far as what could happen maybe in the next year or 2 years. And that's a really detailed topic that I don't want to get into.
Agreed.
But for the most part, I think it's all a misconception. I don't really think that it matters so much.
David, from a consumer point of view, and you hang out with a bunch of attorneys, which I'm sure is scintillating. But, you know, in your consumer view, what do you see is going on in real estate, especially tied to the election? Do you see anything going on kind of with consumers talking about it?
No. People really aren't connecting the national election to real estate or anything locally. And I'm not sure that the president really affects those things on an immediate level right away. Maybe long-term strategy, changing members of the federal boards, those things might change things in the long run. But in the short term, I can't see it really affecting things locally.
Sure, sure. Well, I just always tell people that everything's just going to be great again. So it's all good.
Oh, right? My gosh. That was did you catch that, David?
Yeah, I caught it. I caught it. Go right on by.
Yeah, okay.
Right on by.
Let's move on.
All right. We're having so much fun on the Real Estate Zone this morning. So, folks, if you are listening to the show and you have a question about family law, everything related to family law, wills, trusts, estates, probate, prenuptial agreements, all kinds of good stuff, give us a call here at 1-800-222-5222. That's 800-ABC-KABC, 1-800-222-5222. David Glass of Enenstein Ribicoff and a few other guys in the name is going to answer your questions right after the break when we come back on the Real Estate Zone on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now. The Motor Man. Sunday mornings at 8 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Do you want to sell your home but are concerned about having it sell quickly at the best possible price? What if your home doesn't sell while you're buying a new one? What if you need to relocate? Or what if you can't afford to live in your home much longer? It's not a great situation to be in. Hi, this is Danny Batsalkin, host of The Real Estate Zone, heard every Saturday morning at 7, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC. I'm not just a radio host. I happen to run one of the most successful real estate teams in Southern California, and I'm so confident in my team's ability to sell your home quickly at top market price that I personally guarantee it. In fact, if I don't sell your home in 59 days or less, I'll buy it as part of my guaranteed sale program. Go to tbghomes.com or call me now at 1-800-358-7563 to get your no obligation guaranteed sale price. I will sell your home at top market price within 59 days or I'll buy it. Questions? Call me at 800-358-7563. That's 800-358-7563. Danny Batsalkin, TBG Homes, Keller Williams, Beverly Hills, California, BRE license number 01421366.
Hey, John here. Fall is upon us, but thanks to Stanley Pest Control, I'm free of critters like bees, rodents, ants, wasps, and those indoor breeding bedbugs and termites. As you know, Jillian and my nuisance solution has always been our friends at Stanley Pest Control, family owned and operated since 1945, providing fast, professional, and guaranteed customer service. Stanley Pest Control is the pest solution. Call Stanley now at 1-800-GOT-BUGS. That's 1-800-GOT-BUGS for a free inspection or visit them online at stanleypest.com.
Why do 8 out of 10 drivers prefer Lyft over the competition? Could be that you earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car during hours you choose. Give enough rides each week and you can keep up to 95% commission. That's right, 95%. Better yet, we'll start you off with a $500 bonus. That's right, $500 for each new Lyft driver in Los Angeles. And you'll only earn more from there. Whether you're putting money toward a mortgage, saving for vacation, or just looking for a better way to earn, choose Lyft. Apply at lalyft.com. That's lalyft.com today. While you jot that down, here's another fun fact. Lyft is the only app that allows tipping, and 60% of our rides tip the driver. Because at Lyft, drivers come first. Be your own boss, pick your own schedule, and get paid weekly. Experience the difference of Lyft and pocket that $500 bonus by applying at lalyft.com today. Terms apply.
I'm a T-bone man with a T-bone plan for a thick and juicy T-bone steak from Norm's, cooked to perfection. Starting at $12.99 with a soup and salad for a limited time only. For flavor that's down to the bone delicious, it's the Norm. Normsrestaurants.com, open 24/7.
Now through October 12th, that's smart and final. Fresh boneless, skinless chicken breasts with rib meat are just $1.45 per pound in the value pack, limit 4 packs. And First Street large grade AA eggs are only 99 cents a dozen, limit 6. It's the 145th anniversary sale at Smart and Final.
Your source for breaking news. Live and local. KABC.
Yo! You're listening to The Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin, the place to get live expert advice on real estate finance, and real estate investments. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Hey, good morning, Southern California. I'm your host, Danny Batsalkin. We are live on the Real Estate Zone on Talk Radio 790 KABC, brought to you here by Movement Mortgage, the number one fastest growing mortgage company in the U.S., and Ramey Michke, who is still in Virginia and will be calling in shortly. But in the meantime, we got Goalie Vidani from TBG Homes and Keller Williams Calabasas with us today. Goalie, good morning and welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Danny. Good morning.
So we're having so much fun today on the Real Estate Zone. Back by popular demand for his second stint here is David Glass, family law attorney and psychologist. He's so excited to answer your questions. David from Enenstein, Ribicoff, Lavinia, and Fam.
That's it. You got all four names in there. That's great.
All four of those guys. I love it. There you go. See, Lavinia and Fam, we can't leave those guys out. They're very important. So here we go. We're talking about all things real estate, whether you're thinking of buying a home, selling a home, investing in real estate. And guess what, guys? I'm so excited to let you know that Tyru got Ramey on the line for us. So, Ramey, good morning.
Good morning, you guys. How are you?
Ramey, did you forget about us?
No, I didn't forget. I just had a reminder because it's so much later in the morning for me now, and I didn't hear the reminder.
It's all good because our girl Tyru, who's smiling big time over there, there it is. See, I knew it. Got you on the phone. So here we go, Ramey. What's going on in Virginia? We miss you.
It's raining here, you guys. We have this thing called water, and it falls from the sky out here.
That's amazing.
What is that? What's that?
It's actually been really exciting. It's been a fun move. It was a long drive across the country, but we're happy to be here.
Tell us your favorite city when you drove cross country.
I don't know. It's either Sedona or Nashville.
Ooh,
and
Sedona.
For two very different reasons, you know. They're complete polar opposites, but Sedona was absolutely beautiful. We took some amazing pictures. I'll have to get them on my computer and everything. And Nashville is just fun and lively and great music and two different reasons, but those are my two favorites.
I just saw that Anthony Bourdain special on Nashville, and that made me want to go.
Oh, it was so much fun. I wish I had more time there, and I found out there's no direct flight from Virginia to Nashville.
Wow.
So it'll be a little bit more difficult to make like a little weekend getaway down there, but I'm going to make it happen. It was so much fun.
I should tell you something, Ramey, if there's no direct flights. No one's going from Virginia
to
Nashville.
I have a little tiny airport here in Richmond.
That's awesome. So, Ramey, tell us, because we've been improvising here, talking about how much we miss having you in the studio, but tell us what is happening in mortgage, because Movement Mortgage is kicking butt. We love working with you guys. You're doing so many good things for us here in LA and across the country. Of course, the number one fastest growing mortgage company, but let us know what's happening in the world of mortgage right now.
You know, mortgage this week wasn't the most exciting. If anything, there were like some non-starter conversation things happening in economic data that should have given us really good rates this week. We should have seen some improvements, and we really didn't. It was kind of a dud. So if anything, I think they kind of inched up. Again, I'm talking about in fee, not necessarily in rate. You know, so if you got a quote for 3.75 at 0 points, that same 3.75 might cost you maybe an eighth or a quarter point now. So just minimal movement. But it was going in the wrong direction, so it was kind of a bummer at the end of the week.
I got to tell you, here on the Real Estate Zone, before you called in, we agreed, consensus, that within the next 10 years, interest rates will go up.
Well, yes, I agree.
I think even the Movement Mortgage Compliance Department will be okay with that.
I think they will, too.
Good stuff. Well, Ramey, you know, we have our friend David Glass on the show, who's been on before, and everyone loved him so much. And we had such an overwhelming flow of questions coming in that we just had to have him back on again. Of course, he's a fan of the Philadelphia Eagles, not your new Washington Redskins, just so you know.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm not a Redskins fan. I'm originally from Wisconsin. I live, breathe, and die by the Green Bay Packers.
Ah, there we go. They're God country and the Green Bay Packers. Or God family and the Green Bay Packers. I love it.
Family.
There you go. So, Ramey, here we go. We're going to talk to David for a little bit about family law. David, you've been on before, but tell our listeners one more time. What do you do? Who are you?
Well,
let them know.
I'm a family law attorney. I'm a former therapist. I was a psychologist in a previous life over 20 years ago. and I treated adults with anxiety and depression problems, and I worked in a psychiatric emergency room. And 20 years ago, I switched over to family law just because it fit me better. It's I can be pushier, I can be bossier, and I still deal with people's problems on a daily basis. In family law, what that means is I do divorce and child custody work, child support. I do a whole lot of prenups here in Southern California, and I also dip my toes into a little bit of probate. So if you've got an older adult who's starting to lose their capacity and you need a family member to take over for them, that's a conservatorship. When someone dies and they don't have a trust, so their property has to go through the court, that's called probate. And I handle that as well. And every once in a while, if there's a trust and there are co-trustees and they're arguing over how to manage the trust, I get involved and I represent one and I go to court to try and get that one trustee control. And that's a trust contest.
Got it. So you do all kinds of fun stuff. I love it. Good stuff. Yeah. Good stuff. Well, David, I got a question for you right off the bat, but I want to tell our listeners that if you have a question about family law, see, typically if you ask an attorney a question, what happens? You get a big bill. In this case, it's absolutely free. So call in to 1-800-222-5222. We got David here answering all your questions. 1-800-ABC-KBC or 1-800-222-5222 is ready to answer your questions. Call us and he'll talk to you. That's David Glass, family law expert and psychologist from Enenstein, Ribicoff, Lavinia, and Fam. It just rolls off the tongue now, David. I got it.
Oh, yeah, very smooth.
You see that? You see that? So here we go. So, David, I got a question for you right off the bat because people have asked me before, you know, at what point in time does someone need to set up a trust, a will, all that good stuff? When does that need to happen?
A will is a good thing to have at any point in time, and they're relatively easy to set up. Whether you go to an attorney or you even do it yourself, anyone who has more than $1 million in assets, whether it's real estate or it's stock accounts, it's 401ks, then you need to go to an attorney because you need a higher level will. If you've got less than that in assets, you can go online. You can go to something like LegalZoom or one of the online programs, which will lead you through with a series of questions. And at the end, it prints out a will that's completely valid and will control how your estate is affected when you die. And so a will is something that everyone needs to have right away. If you have more than $5 million in assets, that's when you need to start working on a trust, because right now the federal rate is once you get over $5 million in assets after you die that have to flow through your estate, then you get heavily taxed, something like 54% to 60% of what you owned prior to your death won't make it through to your relatives unless you have a trust. If you have a trust, that's a way to avoid all those estate taxes above the $5 million mark. A trust is something that you can't do by yourself. That's way too complicated. So you would need to go to an attorney to have them help you out with that.
Got it. And I've heard that, you know, once you, if you buy a house or if you're having kids, it's also a really good idea to have that trust to document where the money's going to go, stuff like that. Is that true?
Yeah, and absolutely. A lot of people don't have wills, don't have trusts until they have kids. They're just not thinking about or worrying about where their money's going to go. I guess if you don't have kids and you're married, all your money is going to go to your spouse unless you direct it otherwise. But once you have kids, there's a need to plan for how that money is going to be allocated after you die. And so that's where a good will and a good trust come into play.
You know, I think the last time you were on here, we were talking about that Prince died and didn't have a will or a trust or anything, right? Remember,
yeah.
Bully, we were talking about that?
Yeah, we were talking about Prince. I think we were also talking about Robin Williams, correct?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah, so has anything transpired from that?
In the Prince case, I mean, the everything went into court. The court appointed a bank as the trustee, and then that bank was in charge of collecting all the assets, which they've pretty much done by now. And now Prince has had all sorts of people come forward saying that they're his long-lost love child.
Sure.
The court has run them through DNA analysis, and no one has turned up to be his child other than he only has about six relatives. He has six brothers, sisters, half-brothers, and half-sisters.
Yeah, I tried that, too. It didn't work.
Yeah.
What a nightmare. I mean, and you would think someone of his sort of wealth and given the people that he has around him, he would have done it the proper way and would have known. I mean, of course, you could never foresee what's going to happen, right? It doesn't matter how wealthy or well-connected you are. But I think that he probably should have just taken care of those things. I mean, nobody would have to go through what they're going through right now to try to get what's rightfully theirs, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And he's lost already a huge amount of money in terms of the taxes that got paid. His estate is paying this bank and all the attorneys all sorts of money to account for what he could have done in a relatively simple document. He could have said, I want my house preserved as a museum. Right. I want each of my siblings to get 1/6 of whatever is left, as an example, and it would have been simple and done.
Sure. Well, David, we got a great question for you here from one of our callers. Diane, good morning. We have to take a quick break, but when we come back, Diane, can you hang for us? And then we'll have your question answered by David. Is that all right with you?
Thank you very much. I'll be waiting.
All right, good stuff. Let's take a quick break so KBC can pay some bills. When we come back, Diane is going to be on with an awesome question for David Glass, family law expert here in town. Come on back to the Real Estate Zone on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
The Kings get set to drop the puck on their 50th season.
Heading Jet Royale, Convoy Flat and Frenchie Lemieux for the Kings.
And the only way to celebrate a golden anniversary is by raising a silver cup.
Score! Kings win the game!
Wednesday night, the Kings face off against the Western Conference champion San Jose Sharks. Coverage gets underway at 7 with Inside Kings Hockey. Kings. Sharks, Wednesday at 7, on your home for the 50th season of LA Kings Hockey.
Go, Kings, go!
790 KABC.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said, but it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. It's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn, well, it's not going to be your turn because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with the flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
You can get your IRA or 401k delivered to your home in the form of physical gold and silver coins. Augusta Precious Metals is the leader in home delivery gold IRAs. You get free shipping, free insurance, and no professional management fees. Call 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRAs. Call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-858-5807. That's 855-858-5807. Trust Augusta.
If you could quickly and painlessly clear your psoriasis or vitiligo, would you?
No matter how big the psoriasis is, no matter how small the psoriasis, we can help you.
Ashley is a clinical specialist for XTRAC, the amazing in-office treatment for psoriasis and vitiligo that's clinically proven to show immediate results with up to 95% clearance.
What my patients love most about the XTRAC treatments is it's safe, it's FDA cleared, and they're seeing results very quickly.
End the embarrassing, painful patches and discoloration with XTRAC. There's no medications, no topical ointments, and virtually no side effects. XTRAC uses light to transform your skin and change your life. It's covered by all major insurances and Medicare, and will help you find a doctor close by.
I love what I do. I love coming in every day and making a difference in patients' lives. It's amazing.
Call now to live XTRAC clear. Call 800-624-1753. That's 800-624-1753. 800-624-1753. Or visit xtracradio.com. Qualified patients, certain restrictions apply.
The phone lines are open now.
Right now?
Right now.
At 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin, the place to get live, expert advice on real estate finance, and real estate investments. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Good morning, Southern California. I'm your host, Danny Batsalkin, and we are back on The Real Estate Zone on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Folks, we got David Glass from Enenstein, Ribicoff, Lavinia, and Fam here, family law expert and psychologist. You do not want to miss out on an opportunity to ask David a question. He will talk about anything related to family law or the Philadelphia Eagles. Call in and he'll talk to you about it. 1-800-222-5222. That's 800-ABC-KBC. 1-800-222-5222. In studio live, sitting in Ramey's chair. Ramey, goalie stole your chair. I just want you to know. Is goalie Vadani from TVG Homes and Keller Williams. Goalie, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. I kind of feel guilty about it.
Yeah.
But I'm starting to get really comfortable.
It's a good chair.
It really is.
And calling in live from Virginia after her cross-country trip is Ramey Mitschke from Movement Mortgage. Ramey, good afternoon for you, right? Or still morning?
It's still morning. It's 10:30.
Okay.
But good morning.
How much happier are you that you're calling in at 10:30 and not at 7?
I know you guys have had brunch or breakfast, whatever it is, already. I'm up and about, getting stuff done. There's a lot to do when you move. So
Ravy sounds a lot perkier at this time. Will you still be able to give us the hotline in the sexy voice?
I feel like maybe my sexy voice is like when I'm not awake voice.
Oh, okay. David's like, hey, what's going on here?
It's not that kind of show.
What kind of show am I on here? Let's turn our attention back to David Glass, family law expert here, talking to us for the second time. We're so fortunate to have you on. David, thanks again for being on the show. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. I can't wait to hear some of these questions.
Yeah, we got some good ones. So, Diane, welcome back. Thanks for sticking around through the break here. And you are live with David Glass. Go right ahead.
Well, and thank you for your time with me. As successor trustee for my recently deceased mother's trust, I'd like to purchase a house which is in the trust, and the home is paid in full. So my question, is it possible somehow to refinance, to have the property transferred into my name and then refinance it rather than starting over again with a new mortgage?
So my first question to you is in the trust, who are the listed beneficiaries? In addition, are you one of the beneficiaries, and are there any other beneficiaries?
Yes, I am one of the beneficiaries, and there is the estate is divided into basically thirds. My brother one third, myself one third, and five grandchildren the last third.
Okay, and in addition to this house that you're thinking about refinancing and possibly putting in your name, what other assets are physically sitting in the trust right now?
There's another home, and there's probably the entire estate is about $1 million. This house is probably $400,000 of that.
Okay, so the main thing that a court would look at, because the trust is technically under court control, and the trustee's job is to make sure that he or she maximizes the amount of money that goes into the estate. So if you would have to seek court approval for you to purchase the house or even to sell the house. If you were just going to sell the house, you would go in, you would say, we want to sell the house. Here's our real estate broker who's going to sell the house, and we plan to list it for X amount of dollars. You would list it, you would get a buyer, and then even after a buyer has committed to buying the house, you have to come into court, and the court does a live auction right there in the courthouse because other people are allowed to come in and possibly beat that first offer that was accepted. So you would have to go through the same process. You would have to say to the court, I want to buy the house. You would have to list the house. You would have to see if anyone else came up and possibly outbid you for the house. If that happened, then you'd still have a second chance to go into court, and you could outbid that person in the live auction in the courthouse. So the short answer is it's a very long process for you as a trustee to possibly buy the house. It seems like you should just be able to say the fair market value of the house is $400,000. I'll pay that, and now the trust has that money. But the court, in most cases, is not going to allow you to do that. It's going to want to open it up to the open market to really make sure that the trust gets the full benefit of the sale.
I see. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Absolutely.
Diane,
good luck.
Thanks for the call. And we're sorry for your loss. Thank you for calling in. Wait, David, so this is an interesting question, but what I was thinking is can't the beneficiaries just get together and say, hey, she wants the house, you know, the difference, you know, let's say it's $1 million, a third of that would be $333,000, house is worth $400,000, just throw $66,000 into the trust, have a nice day. Can't they do that?
Yeah. So if you got all the beneficiaries together and they all signed off on a stipulation and order,
right,
you would then go to the court and say, all of us have agreed to this price.
Yeah.
But the court still has the final say. And so the court could say, I don't believe that that's an appropriate number.
Oh,
and
I see.
Even though all of you agree to a number, me as the judge, I'm not going to allow you to do that. So in most cases, if you come up with a fair number and you got all those people to sign off, and in Diane's case, the problem is that she's got grandchildren, and so each of those grandchildren is going to have a guardian ad litem appointed to make sure that they're making the appropriate choice because they're minor and they can't make their own decisions for the court.
I see.
And so, but that is a route to go. If she could get everyone to sign off and get everyone approved, she could then go to the court with a full deal.
Got it. And is every trust administered by a court?
Every trust does not have to be until there's some sort of issue. If there's any sort of argument among the beneficiaries, among the various trustees, or if an asset has to be sold. So if a trust has only liquid assets in it, the trustee goes ahead and distributes it, and there's no need to go to court.
Got it. But the trustee, so like, let's say if, let's say she's the trustee, just as a hypothetical, because it's kind of an interesting point, I think. If she's the trustee and she decides, okay, I'm going to take the house, I'm going to give you guys the difference in the fair market value, would that be good if she's the trustee and no one objects?
If no one objects, it doesn't really matter.
Got it.
Again, if no one objects, you still have to get the court's approval on selling a piece of property.
In every trust, in every case. Oh, I didn't know that. Very interesting. Good question. Interesting. So, David, good stuff here, talking about all things family law. If you have a question, give us a call at 1-800-222-5222. That's 800-ABC-KBC. By the way, David, we should mention, if someone wants to get in touch with you, because obviously, as you guys can hear, as our listeners can hear, these issues can get very complicated. So if you have a question and you want a consultation and you want to chat with someone who is clearly an expert in this area, you got to get in touch with David directly. Give him a call. David, what's the best way for everyone, all our listeners, to get in touch with you so they can chat with you about this stuff one-on-one?
So if anyone listening out there wants to talk to me, I offer up anyone who's coming through the radio show a one-hour free consultation.
Beautiful.
You'll call at my office at 310-899-2077 and set up an appointment. You'll come in. We'll talk for an hour with no fee. And that meeting is just a no-pressure attempt for me to get information from you and then for me to then tell you what the law can or can't do for you and what it would cost ultimately. So give me a call at that phone number or look me up at glassfamilylaw.com.
That's easier. Give us the number one more time so our listeners can hear that.
310-899-2070.
Got it. And the website is glassfamilylaw.com.
That's right.
Glassfamilylaw.com. Look that up. Get your free consultation courtesy of the Real Estate Zone Radio. I love that, David. Thank you so much. And chat with David live and, you know, get your questions answered.
That's awesome. Thank you, David. I have a quick question for you. So we've been doing a lot of real estate transactions where we have clients that are either looking to move up in real estate or clients who are retiring and are downsizing. It's come up a lot in, unfortunately, when there's a divorce and someone is over the age of 55 and they're selling their property and have to liquidate in the event of a divorce, what happens to the Proposition 60-90 tax sort of situation? Can they transfer those taxes still? Do they split it? How does that work?
Yeah, so Proposition 60 and Proposition 90 are laws that allow you, if you're over the age of 55, to downsize your house. Let's say you bought your house 20 years ago for an ultra low price, and so your property taxes are extremely low. Even when you sell that house and move to a smaller house, your property taxes are going to be way higher. So Proposition 60 allows one party, not both parties, to then transfer their existing property tax from their old property over to the new property, provided that they buy this replacement housing within a year. And there's no rules for who gets it in a divorce. And so what it comes down to is who applies for the Proposition 60 exclusion first. It's a piece of paper you send down to the recorder. Whoever gets their information in first wins and gets that exclusion so that their property taxes from the old house carry over to the new house. There's no way to make the recorder split that. In fact, most divorce lawyers forget about that with an older couple getting divorced. And I try to keep it quiet and to tell you the truth, tell my client to get their application in as quickly as possible so they get the whole thing.
I didn't realize that. Wow, that's very interesting. It's really just a scramble to get to the recorder's office. That's pretty incredible.
Now, if both attorneys know about it, they can say, all right, well, wife is going to take the exclusion and she's going to save X amount of dollars a year on her property taxes so that husband will keep a bigger proportion of the stock account or of the 401k account or of the pension. But I haven't seen too many attorneys who focus on it.
Wow. It's a great benefit.
Sure.
It's a fantastic benefit for those of the age of 55.
That's a great question.
And Proposition 90 allows people, that Proposition 60 allows them to do it within the same county. Proposition 90 has a long list of counties across California so that even if you're moving outside of Los Angeles County to buy your replacement home, the property taxes will transfer to most other counties.
Correct. Yes.
Great question, goalie. Well, hey, we got more coming up with David Glass, family law expert. Give us a call at 1-800-222-5222. Get your questions answered. David's going to stick around and chat with us for a little bit longer. Is that all right, David?
Absolutely.
I love it. And coming up after the break, also, don't forget, we have celebrity and luxury real estate with our expert in-house, Goalie Vidani. Goalie's got some juicy stuff for us. Come on back on the Real Estate Zone on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Got love problems? Coping with addiction?
I want to stop, but where do I turn?
Or just need to catch up on the news? Dr. Drew and Mike got you covered. Weekdays, noon to 3 on 790 KABC.
Do you want to sell your home but are concerned about having it sell quickly at the best possible price? What if your home doesn't sell while you're buying a new one? What if you need to relocate? Or what if you can't afford to live in your home much longer? It's not a great situation to be in. Hi, this is Danny Batsalkin, host of The Real Estate Zone, heard every Saturday morning at 7 right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC. I'm not just a radio host. I happen to run one of the most successful real estate teams in Southern California, and I'm so confident in my team's ability to sell your home quickly at top market price that I personally guarantee it. In fact, if I don't sell your home in 59 days or less, I'll buy it as part of my guaranteed sale program. Go to tbghomes.com or call me now at 1-800-358-7563 to get your no obligation guaranteed sale price. Danny Batsalkin, TBG Homes, Keller Williams, Beverly Hills, California, BRE license number 01421366. I will sell your home at top market price within 59 days or I'll buy it. Questions? Call me at 800-358-7563. That's 800-358-7563.
We pay the sales tax Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at Orchard Supply Hardware. Save store-wide and get fall off to a fantastic start. Save even more with great deals like 10% off all plastic sheds. All Weber Genesis gas grills are $100 off. And Rust-Oleum Painter's Touch 2X spray paint is now two cans for only $6. We pay the sales tax, you get the savings. October 8th to the 10th at Orchard Supply Hardware. Visit Osh.com to find a store near you.
Chef Jamie Gwen here. Join me on Sundays at 12 noon for delicious conversation. This Sunday, we're dishing on Merlot Month with winemaker Steve Peck. Adam Sachs of Savour stops by, and Lisa Lynn shares fall fitness tips. I'm live on Sunday at 12 noon right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
If you have to call a plumber, why not call one who shows up on time and smells good? Like Mike Diamond, the Smell Good Plumber, at 1-800-446-MIKE. Or you can always book your appointment online at MikeDiamond.com.
Choosy Moms choose Talk Radio 790 KABC.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin, the place to get live, expert advice on real estate finance, and real estate investments. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Hey, good morning, Southern California. Thanks for tuning in and spending your Saturday morning with us here on The Real Estate Zone, your number one live call-in show talking about all things real estate, whether you're thinking of buying a home, selling a home, investing in real estate, or mortgage finance or refinance. This is your place to go. We are live here at 1-800-222-5222. Last chance to get your questions in with David Glass, family law expert and psychologist here in Los Angeles. So give us a call. He's also offering you a free one-hour consultation for fans of The Real Estate Zone. Just give him a call. Look him up at glassfamilylaw.com. That's glassfamilylaw.com, and he will hook you up with that free consultation. So Goalie Vidani, our celebrity and luxury real estate expert here, thanks for being back with us.
Of course. Absolutely. I have so many questions for David, and I know we have callers, but can I ask David another question?
Yeah, let me just say hello to Ramey. Ramey, welcome back from Virginia, tuning in or calling in here. Ramey from Movement Mortgage, number one fastest growing mortgage company and the only mortgage company we trust here on the Real Estate Zone and TBG at Keller Williams. Ramey, good morning.
Morning.
Thanks for calling in and being with us.
Of course. I'm happy to. I miss you guys.
Yes, we miss you too. We miss you too. Well, maybe you'll come back and visit.
Yes, for sure.
Good stuff. Well, yes, goalie, we do have a bunch of callers. The phone lines are lighting up.
Let's take the callers.
Let's talk to our callers. So, Tom from Covina, good morning. You are live with us on the Real Estate Zone, and you're a go with David Glass, glassfamilylaw.com.
Thank you very much. I recently got married a year and a half ago. I was going to leave my trust, which is mainly a condo, to my niece and nephew. Now, does that automatically go over to her, or do I have to get another will written?
You're going to need to review and revise your estate documents. You probably have a relatively simple will that says that everything I own then goes to my niece and nephew. You may also have a trust, and so in that case, the will says everything I own pours into the trust, and then the trustee, who maybe was your brother because brother or sister because it's going to your niece and nephew, will then distribute it to the kids. If you want it now to go to your wife, you would need a brand new will and a brand new trust. Those are relatively easy to do. And if you're only talking about a condo, it's technically something you could do yourself, but it makes sense to probably talk to an attorney about drafting a new document. But you do need a new document. It's easy to do. The new will say that this is my will, and any will prior to this date is now no good. You don't need your brother's permission to do this. You can go ahead and do it yourself.
Also, I've contested what he gave to me in 2003, and he gave me what was rightfully mine. Now, since the crash in 2008, he gives me very meager income from the trust. He doesn't give me what rightfully is mine.
Okay, so it sounds like you also have a trust. Do you know whether the trust, did you set it up, or was that set up by a relative?
It was set up by my father, and I wasn't even present when the trust was set up.
Right,
he had Alzheimer's disease. He really didn't know what he was doing.
Right, and so in that case, if you've got, that's a separate issue from you redoing your will. So you are a beneficiary of a trust left to you by your father. Your father put your brother in charge of it. If your brother is not appropriately investing the money, so it's not earning enough money, or if your brother is actually investing well but not distributing the money to you, what you need to do is you need to go to court. You're going to need to, unfortunately, hire an attorney, go to court, and ask that the court instruct the trustee, your brother, to either differently apply the money or differently distribute the money. Or in some cases, if your brother has done such an awful job, you can ask that your brother be replaced as the trustee to either put you in charge, or the court could put an independent third party in charge of the trust.
I'll give you an example of what he did. He waited 10 years to collect the 1% of the trust when it was the highest amount.
Right, and so that's a potential problem that the court can get into and can either instruct him to start doing things differently or instruct him to get out of the trust.
Okay.
Hey, David, quick follow-up question on that for Tom, by the way, is that if he owned a condo before he got married, that's his sole and separate property. Or you bought the condo with your wife?
No, I was divorced. The trust saved me from two divorces.
Got it.
Both wives thought they could get half my money. Yeah.
Got it.
So, yeah.
Well, Tom, thanks for the call. We appreciate the question. Well, if you got more questions for David Glass, just jump on Glass Family Law, give him a call, give you that free consultation, anything else you need to follow up on that. Fantastic, David. Great question. Great answer. We got one more. How about we take one last question for David here live on the air? We have Alicia in Venice. Good morning, and you are live with David Glass, glassfamilylaw.com.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. I have a question having to do with my husband's veterans benefits with regards to buying a home. We'd like to buy a home. We're saving up money now so that we can reduce the overall debt, and we're going through the loan process right now of being pre-approved. However, I'd like to know, because it's a VA loan, or it's going to be, can we pass the property on to our children?
Sure. It doesn't matter who the loan is from, whether it's from the VA or it's from Movement Mortgage or it's from any other vendor. You can pass the house on to your grandkids or to your children or niece and nephew, yes, anyone you choose. But when you pass on the house, it's still going to be subject to that loan. So the loan doesn't go away just because possibly you and your husband go away. But
good way to put it.
But they would. But you can definitely pass it on.
Great. Thank you. Good to know.
All right. And Alicia, we'd love to chat with you about that house. Let's give you the hotline number if you want to give us a call. We will love to meet with you, give you that consultation about buying the home, and then you can also talk to David about anything trust-related. Goalie, what's the hotline number?
The hotline number is 1-800-358-7563. Again, that's 1-800-358-7563.
Fantastic. Alicia, thanks for the call. You have a wonderful weekend. Well, folks, David, this has been awesome. You are giving everyone some great advice. And we love having you on the show. You're a big friend of the show. We love it.
Oh, it's great being here.
So we have a few minutes left. Let's jump into the segment that everyone is always waiting for, and that is Celebrity in Luxury Real Estate with Goalie Vadani. Let's get her on the Facebook Live feed, and let's hear about what's going on in celebrity and luxury real estate news.
Okay, celebrity and luxury real estate. So Mandy Moore, the actress from This Is Us, I actually know her as Andy Roddick's first girlfriend because I'm a tennis fan. But anyways, Mandy Moore put her house in the trendy Los Feliz area up for sale, and she just sold it, and it was a pretty quick sale. She sold it for $2.95 million. It's a 1920s Mediterranean home, about 4,700 square feet, five bedroom, five bath. It's really cute, like very cottage style inside. Not really my cup of tea. If you guys go look on the pictures, I'll post it on Facebook so you can see. But it was cute, cute little house. I don't know where she's moving to.
I love it. Only in L.A. do you say, you know, cute little house, $2.95 million.
Yeah, I know. Right? I know. Yeah. Well, it's Los Feliz, you know.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
There we go, Mandy Moore.
Yeah. In other celebrity real estate news, Tom Ford, one of my favorite designers. So Tom Ford had a ranch built out in New Mexico, and it was built by Tadao Ando. So I don't know if you guys know him, but he's a Japanese architect who's really well known because he's self-taught, essentially. And he built this incredible ranch for Tom Ford out near Santa Fe. The ranch is 20 acres. It's got a landing strip. It's got this entire equestrian site.
Oh,
and it has
good.
An Old West town in there.
No
you
way.
You know, like one of those old little towns. And as a matter of fact, they filmed in there Lonesome Dove, All the Pretty Horses, Wild Wild West. They filmed at this ranch, right? So Tom Ford has put it on the market for $75 million.
Wow.
Just to keep this place running costs about $660,000 a year. So he put this property on the market a few months ago, but some random person really had the desire to buy it but didn't have the money and started a crowdfunding site to raise the
no way.
Money. To, yeah, some random guy. And he's gotten zero contributions, zero donations to buy Tom Ford's ranch. So pretty funny story. I don't know who would do that, go through the time, but maybe he thought he could, you know, raise it.
What
and he was
great,
even
what?
Offering perks, and he was like, donate and I'll there was a contest and he was going to do like a raffle and you could win 1 week at the ranch.
That's funny. Yeah.
My question is, does that total price include all the horsies? Because for that much money, I'd want the horsies included.
Right. The town, the horses, the landing strip, all of it. The house is absolutely spectacular though. It's incredible.
That sounds up my alley.
It does.
A ranch in New Mexico with horses and stuff and a landing strip. I can fly my plane there.
I'm pretty sure, Danny, it's up everybody's alley.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Ramey, what a cool way to save up for a down payment. Put up a crowdfunding campaign. What do you think? Does that work?
Yeah, I'm having a little bit of an anxiety attack having to think about that. Every one of those deposits has to be sourced.
There you go. Well, guys, this has been an awesome show. Ramey, thanks for tuning in all the way from Virginia. We love having you. Of course, thanks for calling in. Goalie from Keller Williams in Calabasas, thanks for being here and talking to us about celebrity and luxury real estate.
Thanks for having me.
And a huge thank you to David Glass, family law expert and psychologist from Enenstein Ribicoff, Lavinia and Family. FM. You can find him and catch him at glassfamilylaw.com. That's glassfamilylaw.com. Give you a 1 hour free consultation. David, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, it's tons of fun, and go Eagles.
As always, we love having you here. Did you say go Eagles?
I did.
I love it. Got a way to throw that in there. There we go. So who are you guys playing this week?
We're playing the, wow, who are we playing? I think the Browns.
There we go. Well, that's an easy win. All right, so for David Glass, for Goalie Vidani, for Ramey Mitschke, for Tyru smiling in the booth, we got Frank bringing us out with Guns N' Roses. I am your host, Danny Batsalkin. Thank you so much for tuning into the Real Estate Zone. We'll be back next week. Have a good weekend.
Danny Batsalkin, Keller Williams, Beverly Hills, California BRE license number 01421366. Ramey Mitschke, Movement Mortgage, NMLS ID 338798. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing opportunity, NMLS ID 39179. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
This show furnished by Boulevard Realty and DBA TBG Homes.